from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Moline. It's Friday, June 11th. Coming up, a look at how mistreatment can fester at institutions that are supposed to help vulnerable students. But first, these headlines. Illinois is officially in Phase 5 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's economic reopening plan today as new cases of COVID-19 and hospitalizations for the virus continue to plummet. The new phase means no more pandemic-induced capacity restrictions on businesses or social gatherings, or masks necessary for vaccinated Illinoisans. Hannah Meisel has more.
In early May of last year, while schools and businesses were still shuttered and the state was still under a stay-at-home order, Pritzker announced Illinois' pathway out of COVID restrictions. At the time, the governor spoke of Phase 5, a return to normal life, as very far off.
Here's the truth, and I don't like it any more than you do. Until we have a vaccine or an effective treatment or enough widespread immunity that new cases fail to materialize, the option of returning to normalcy doesn't exist.
But today, 52% of all Illinoisans eligible for their COVID shots are fully vaccinated, and the state's positivity rate is at its lowest point since the virus hit Illinois. However, the virus is still spreading, and hundreds of Illinoisans are diagnosed daily, with hundreds more hospitalized. The state's COVID death toll also surpassed 23,000 on Thursday. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says more than 68% of Illinois residents who are 18 or older have received at least one dose of the vaccine. The health department says 209 people with COVID-19 were in intensive care units statewide, one of the lowest counts during the pandemic. Businesses still can set their own rules for capacity, masks, and social distancing, and masks are still required on public transportation and in airports, schools, and hospitals. Illinois finally has dedicated money to reducing fertilizer runoff from farmland. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
At the end of its legislative session, the Illinois General Assembly, for the first time ever, earmarked funding for the state's nutrient loss reduction strategy, which aims to cut nutrient runoff into the Mississippi River. Illinois joins other states, including Iowa, in earmarking money specifically for the strategy. Steve Steerwalt is a farmer in Illinois and serves on the executive board of the National Association of Conservation Districts.
The state of Illinois, as I say, you know, by itself won't be able to solve this problem. The state of Illinois is taking a step towards you know, being a part of the solution. But when we're talking about nutrients in soil, it's the whole Mississippi watershed.
He says federal aid would further help Mississippi Basin states tackle nutrient runoff. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Pride Month has begun, and cities everywhere are celebrating the month with different Pride-related events to bring the LGBTQ+ community together. And Champaign is no exception. Uniting Pride of Champaign County, or the UP Center, is hosting several Pride events this month, including a Pride dance party tomorrow. Daria Shagabi is the programming director at the UP Center. They say the dance party is a fun and safe way for LGBTQ+ folks and allies to celebrate Pride and show off who they are without judgment.
We think it's really important to have LGBTQ inclusive spaces, specifically when it's in a bar, because bars aren't always the most friendly to the LGBTQ population. So I'm super excited to have this dance party this weekend.
The Pride dance party is Saturday at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana at 10 p.m. The event is free, but you must be 18 or older to attend. For more information, you can visit the UP Center's Facebook page. Still to come, details on a report finding neglect and abuse at a residential school in Illinois for students with disabilities. That's next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman. Last month, an independent Illinois watchdog group released a report detailing neglect and abuse at a residential school for students with disabilities in Aurora. Peter Medlin has more on what they found and how mistreatment can fester at institutions that are supposed to help vulnerable students.
It's only peaceful at bedtime, and the day is, quote, chaos. She acts out because she's lonely and, quote, would like to start a new life and go somewhere else, but doesn't know what steps to take to leave. That's what one Northern Illinois Academy student told the state-appointed investigators at Equip for Equality. Others at the Aurora facility talked about being shoved to the ground by staff and having personal items like family photographs taken away. The report says students were often improperly restrained and secluded at the academy, staffing at the private for-profit facility was inadequate, and staff members were insufficient in reporting incidents. Equip for Equality said they lacked meaningful programming and treatment planning.
We are an incredibly institutional state.
That's Zina Nadich, the president of Equip for Equality.
You know, we segregate, isolate, and put into institutions large numbers of people that in other states would be living in integrated, you know, community housing.
NIA's parent company, Sequel Youth and Family Services, has closed a dozen schools in the past few years due to reports of mistreatment, and five states no longer allow students to be sent to their facilities. Northern Illinois Academy did not respond to a WNIJ interview request. There were 51 students at Northern Illinois Academy, 17 of whom were placed there by public school districts. Other students were placed there by state agencies like DCFS and the Department of Health Care and Family Services. Illinois agencies have started transitioning students out of the institution. The Illinois State Board of Education changed its status to non-approved, which means public schools can't place students in NIA or receive state reimbursement for having them at the facility. This isn't the first report Equip for Equality has filed about Northern Illinois Academy. They just wrote about their lack of programming and inaccurate reporting in late 2019. Dr. Carmen Ayala is Illinois' superintendent of education. She says after those initial findings, they tried to give them the opportunity to fix it.
Corrective action entailed providing training to their staff, including the use of appropriate behavioral interventions. And they did, as I mentioned, make progress in a positive direction, but unfortunately they were not able to sustain this progress.
Dr. Ayala says by early 2020, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services were getting complaints about NIA again. That's when the state reached out to Nadich and Equip for Equality to continue monitoring.
A lot of times what you see is facilities that start doing better, but the state players believe that as soon as they can no longer watch them because they're now meeting standards and they have to walk away, that they're going to dip back down.
Public information obtained by WNIJ shows 726 Illinois students with disabilities live at approved private special education facilities. And there are nearly 150 private residential schools for students with disabilities in Illinois alone. Nader says some state-run oversight systems are underfunded and may not be capable of fulfilling their full responsibilities.
We still have lots of kids coming out of school who, frankly, are not being very well educated in special ed.
She also says the path to reform can be especially long and complex in Illinois, even after a report detailing abuse.
There can be lots of delays. You can't close an institution without an economic impact study. And, you know, we're at the hearings, they don't talk about economic impact. They talk about how great the facility is and what great care they provide. You know, it's things get very politicized in Illinois.
Dr. Ayala with the State Board of Education says the state's doing its best to protect students and that there are appropriate safeguards in place.
When it comes down to the safety of our children, it's non-negotiable. Sometimes we have to make the tough decisions that have to be made for the best interests of our students.
Several Illinois agencies like DCFS and IDHS fund services for youth at Northern Illinois Academy. Equip for Equality's report says if they continue, they need to invest more money to make sure they fix the school's systemic problems. Otherwise, they recommend a phased closure of the facility. I'm Peter Medlin.
After the release of the report, Northern Illinois Academy has announced they will give up the school's license and close. And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today, mostly sunny, going up to a high of 91 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 72. And for Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 93 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Dana Cronin, Hannah Meisel, Peter Medlin, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Moline, who will be back with you on Monday. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and talk with you again soon.